Hi, and welcome to the Soul Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Fowler, and today's episode is going to be a little bit different than the rest, being that we're in times that are completely different than they used to be. So I wanted to address that really quickly and then offer a guided meditation in order to help all of you listening individually to ground yourself, ground down and release the energies of fear, transmute that into a place of love, into the frequency of peace and love and calm, and then be able to share and spread that throughout your communities, just simply by you being home and maintaining that frequency, even if it's once a day. This is will greatly, greatly, greatly impact and affect the collective energy. And it's like I'm seeing right now the world with all these little light points that are starting to light up. So that's a really beautiful thing. So I do believe that just something so small as doing a grounding meditation where you're helping to now manage your own energy, the deep impact that this can have. So this podcast is global. It's listened to in many, many different countries. And what I find interesting is that all of us and all of you listeners are going through the same thing. Every single one of us is going through the same process with this whole coronavirus and the whole quarantine. And this, to me, when I see it happening on a global level simultaneously, feels like the big reset. Like it is the big reset that we've all wanted, we've all needed, and we've all, in a sense, came here for. And by that I mean, as the light workers listening, the star seeds listening, the intuitives, the sensitives, all of you guys out there, this is what we've been training and preparing for, and this is really what we came here for, this time of massive change and evolution of the collective's consciousness. And this seems very scary at the moment because everything is getting flipped upside down or crumbling. And I want to remind you that the old structures have to fall and dismantle in order for the new to be built and come in. And this is what is happening right now. And although it seems very dire and at times very fear-invoking, this is divinely guided. This is not like God or Jesus or whoever you want to say checked out. No, they're here. This is all divinely guided. And I believe as souls, we've chosen to incarnate at this time, knowing that this would happen and knowing that we would be the light bearers, the way showers, the ones that are helping bring through this new reality that's going to occur, this beautiful reality that is going to occur. Now, that being said, all of us right now are being asked to stay home, to be at home, no social gatherings, restaurants aren't open in most places and whatnot. And to me, this feels like such a beautiful opportunity for us to eliminate the distractions and to go inwards and to take this time for massive, massive spiritual growth. I believe right now, collectively, we're all going through a very deep and intense period of shadow work where everyone's worst fears are being brought up to the surface individually and collectively. And so whether it's about finances, about health, fearing death of a loved one, the safety of your children, whatever it is, all of us are facing something at this moment involving this coronavirus. No one is exempt. Even people who you think may be exempt, they are not exempt. Everybody is in some way facing this situation in a similar way. And it's really up to us to choose how we want to handle it and how we want to manage our time. Because there are certain circumstances that are occurring and still may occur that we may have no control over. None. Absolutely none. But what we do have control over, what we do have the ability to manage, is how we decide to handle our response to those circumstances and situations that we cannot change. So what this means is this is a call to action for us to become sovereign, whole on our own, without the need for authority or societal norms to tell us what to do, but to become sovereign and take full responsibility for our energy and our emotions. And I know this sounds like a heavy order, and it is if it's something that you're new to, but this is how we change the game. This is the only way that collectively we can start to make a shift, a dent, more than a dent, an entire shift, a tsunami through our own individual change. Now, this happens through using this opportunity at home, in quarantine, as a time for spiritual growth. You can read the books that you've had on your shelf that have been sitting there waiting for you. Now's the time. You can watch as many inspirational videos or listen to as many inspirational podcasts as possible. You can take the time to finally meditate. That excuse that I don't have time to meditate is no longer valid. We all have time. Everybody now has the time. We've been given time because collectively we've really asked for it and needed it. You can take the time to journal. You can take the time to take new courses and learn things and start developing a skill set or that hobby that you've been direly wanting to commit to, but you haven't had the quote-unquote time. There are many ways that you can spend this time, and there are many ways that you can choose actively to elevate your mood and your conscious state. And you have choices. There's, you know, many routes. There's the watch the news nonstop, drink alcohol, and binge on Netflix choice, right? And then there's the, okay, I'm not going to do that. It makes me feel bad and creates more fear. So I'm going to make my conscious decisions to either limit that or turn it off or stop doing that at all and to switch my focus, to replace it with something else that is more productive. So I'll be offering a meditation today that will ideally help you clear your energetic field of any of the fear, anxiety, and debris that you may have picked up from the collective consciousness around you that is not yours, and release it and transmute it. And ideally also, it will help you bring down the nerves so that you can operate from a calm, collected, peaceful, and loving state. So the best way to remedy the fear that's going around is through emanating and sending out love. This is literally the neutralizer to the fear surrounding us when we leave our homes or coming from, you know, any of the external sources. And I'm talking energetically. And I'd like to say that there's no judgment or shame or anything for feeling fearful or for becoming anxious at any point. That's not what this is about. I become fearful and anxious occasionally when I start to read or allow myself to really get into, you know, the numbers, the statistics, which, like, whatever, I won't say more on, you know, what I see, that happens. But what our role and responsibility is as conscious human beings who are awake to the reality of what life really is when we feel that fear, we don't let it engulf us. We don't just sit with it and let it engross our being. Instead, we say, okay, I see that happening again, that thing, that fear, the anxiety, it's rising. I can feel it. I know that me being anxious or fearful, there's nothing that is going to help. I know that me moving into that state will not do anything to change the circumstances at hand. It will only make me feel worse. And we have to check ourselves, like we really do. Like there's no amount of worry or panic that will change a situation externally and make something better happen. What can change physical realities is you meditating. That will change your physiology. It's proven. Your prayers, that can also change things. You sending positive love and intentions to areas. This is real. I work in energy healing. This really does make a shift in the land that you send it to and the people that you send it to. So my request to you is no judgment upon yourself with where you are and how you're feeling, but from this point on, being very cognizant and conscious of the fact that you have the ability to control and to regulate and maintain a peaceful state. You have the ability to control and regulate your emotions. And you have the ability to choose to operate from a peaceful state no matter what's going on around you. That is our goal. That is the goal. And that's not easy. I know. But it is very possible, and it is the best thing that you can do for yourself and your health and your well-being, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, on every level. It is the best possible thing you can do for yourself, which is maintain a peaceful, loving state in this time to the best of your ability as often as you can. I typically will do a little energy clearing on myself once every 2-3 days, or if needed. If I've been like out in a very public place and whatever, you know, I live in New York City, so things are a little bit dense and intense here. But lately, these last few days, I've been clearing sometimes 2-3 times a day. Like, that's how much and how intense things are lately. So I wanted to offer you a clearing meditation that you can do on your own as well. So ideally you'll feel some relief from that. So before we get started, if possible, try to download this episode on your phone so that you can listen to it offline. And then when you're ready, you can turn your phone on airplane mode or do not disturb, just so that you are uninterrupted. And if you'd like to make this a little bit more of a ritual, feel free to grab any essential oils that you'd like that can assist your practice, crystals that help with grounding, or you can light some incense or Palo Santo just to set the space, or light a candle to create a sacred space. So now when you're ready and you are all set and your phone's on airplane mode, take a moment to find a comfortable seat. And for this meditation and any meditation where you're doing some serious grounding, I recommend having your feet flat on the floor. Do not sit in lotus pose or Indian style. That's meant really for a different form of energy work. So I would place your feet flat on the floor when it comes to any grounding meditations, which we're going to be doing. Okay, and make sure that your spine is supported so that you're not rounding your back, because then you'll probably get too sleepy and you're not straining to sit up, because then you won't be able to relax into the meditation. So support yourself in any way needed. And when you're ready, you can close your eyes. And just start by taking a few deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Again, in through the nose and long sigh out of the mouth. Do this 3 more times on your own. Big breath in, your belly expands. Sigh through the mouth, belly draws in. And if you're at home and you have the time and space, you can make your sigh audible if you'd like, making it nice and long. Just to release any excess energy or tension before we begin. And now you can start just breathing through the nose. As you inhale, your belly expands. As you exhale, belly draws in and your shoulders relax. Your jaw relaxes. Forehead softens. Again, you inhale, belly expands. And you exhale, belly draws in, shoulders soften. And with the eyes closed, we're just going to do a nice light body scan. So starting from the top of the head, we're just going to scan down the body just to notice how we're feeling in this moment. No judgment, just sheer observation to see how we're starting. So start with the top of the head and begin to scan down the body 3-dimensionally. And just observing wherever you may find tension, releasing it. Just scanning down the forehead towards the jaw. Scanning down the neck, shoulders, arms. Again, no judgment, just releasing tension if you find any, just relaxing. Scanning down the torso. Moving down the ribs, abdomen, pelvis, legs, knees, calves, ankles, and your feet. Notice your points of contact with your feet on the floor. We have chakras in our hands and our feet. So right in the center of the feet, just begin to open the chakras of the feet and imagine growing roots down all the way into the earth. Let the roots grow down as far as you can visualize or imagine, and then let them expand out as wide as they are deep. So just drawing and releasing down. So just growing roots all the way down energetically to the earth. Those of you that are sensitive, you may start to feel your feet tingle. From here, visualizing a disc about 2 feet above your head of pure golden light, pure gold. And allow that disc to start shining down on you like a column, like a light beam, down your entire physical body. Moving down and through your body on every level, physically, cellularly, energetically. And allow that light to pour down past your seat, past your tailbone, down into the earth, creating a golden beam all the way down to the core of the earth. Now, the core of the earth is a big, beautiful golden core. So visualize letting that light beam shine all the way down, past the bedrock, past all layers of the earth, connecting into its core. And from here, just take a breath. So the color gold is a very healing, protective frequency, very high vibrational frequency. And so begin to visualize a golden ball above the head, spinning it to the left. And it could be as big as about a basketball or bigger, about 2 feet above you. And now let it just start to gently sprinkle or shimmer or rain down over you. So just gently sprinkling and raining down into your aura. What this is doing is it's filling up the aura with the golden frequency. It's filling up the body in any areas that may be depleted. And this gold is beginning to transmute a lot of the denser, heavier frequencies. Now, those of you that feel very depleted or like you really need some healing, instead of a light sprinkle, you can turn it into a giant waterfall. So just allowing that energy just to almost like a big waterfall rain down all over your physical body, within the internal body and the internal systems. And all it's doing is gently just dislodging any blocks or any disharmonious energy from the system down the column into the earth. And the earth uses this as compost. It recycles this into fresh, viable, beautiful energy. Just take a moment to do that. Maybe you may notice in the body where certain areas are lighting up, where you're feeling things starting to be released, but just allowing that energy just to shower down all over the body. And from here, you can just gently allow that to disappear and take a moment to bring your awareness down to your tailbone, the base of the root chakra. And you're going to begin dropping a line down of your personal energy, the emotional energy, dropping the cord all the way down to the core of the earth. I sometimes like to visualize a very strong cord with an anchor, or you can do a tree, like you are the top of the tree and then the trunk extends all the way down to the core where then it grows its roots. Whatever symbol comes to your mind, use that. And just begin to let that release all the way down to the core of the earth, creating an anchor. And once you've created that connection, then expand that cord or that tree or that symbol to the width of your body. So expand that grounding cord to the width of your body. The front of the feet, around the body, the back of the body, the entire body. You are grounded and connected to the earth. Some good signs that you are grounded is the feet are tingling, the legs are tingling, the legs feel very heavy. In a positive way. Let's take a moment to do that. Once you've expanded your grounding field, now again, just opening up the chakras on the bottom of the soles of the feet, opening up those chakras 100%. The chakras dilate open like the pupils of your eyes, so allow them to open 100%. And we're going to begin to bring in and draw up that beautiful golden earth energy. So allow it to fill the feet. You should feel the feet really lighting up and tingling. And then once the feet are saturated with the earth energy, we're going to begin bringing up that earth energy up the meridians of the legs. Slowly pulling it up past the legs towards the knees. You can use your breath. I like to inhale and visualize pulling up the earth energy. So now pulling it up through the thighs, the meridians of the thighs. Bringing the earth energy into the pelvis, the hips. Now bringing it through the spinal column, but also through the body, upwards, up past the navel, ribs, all the way up. Let it for a moment just fill the heart. Fill the heart center, fill the organ of the heart. Just take a moment here, just breathing in. Every time you inhale, you're pulling in gently more earth energy. When you exhale, it's just gently, that gold is emanating out into your aura. Now let's continue pulling up the earth energy up towards the neck. Once it reaches the throat, it's going to stream down the shoulders, down the arms. Allow your palms to face up. Visualize opening the chakras in your hands. Allow them to open 100%. And every time you exhale, that golden earth energy is streaming out of the hands into your aura. So allow your palms to face up. Uncross them if you have your hands crossed. And allow the earth energy to just stream through your hands into your aura every time you exhale. Every time you inhale, you're pulling in more. Every time you exhale, gold energy, earth energy is gently streaming out of the body and the chakras into your aura, filling you up. Now let's continue. Begin pulling up as you inhale the earth energy into the skull, filling up the entire skull, surrounding the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, all areas of the brain with that golden earth energy. And now bring it up through the crown chakra, right on the top of the head. And it's going to act like a fountain, literally a fountain coming out. Golden earth energy streaming out of the crown chakra, filling up your auric field, your biofield that is all around you. A healthy aura is about arm's distance in every direction around you, like a beautiful egg. So you're just filling up your aura with this beautiful earth energy. For those of you that are new to the frequency of earth energy, you may start to feel very tired. That is very normal. Breathing through it. As you inhale, you're drawing the earth energy up the body, up the meridians, up the spinal column and the torso. And as you exhale, it's just emanating out of the hands, out of the chakra points, out of the crown, filling up your aura. And our best form of protection is a healthy, full auric field. We're just filling up any depleted areas, creating a very strong energetic field around us using the energy of Mother Earth. And from here, using your intuition, I'd like you to pick your favorite vibrant color, a color that you need most right now. Whatever came to you first, a color that makes you happy and joyous and peaceful, whatever that is, go with that. And visualize above the crown chakra, about a foot or two above your head, a giant orb of that color just spinning above you. And same thing, it's just showering your aura with that color, filling in any areas or places in time and space, in all dimensional fields that may be depleted. We're just using that color to saturate your auric field. Now, like a French press, visualize pulling that vibrant, beautiful, shimmering color down through the crown chakra, through the body, similar to our first body scan, except now we're adding in energy. Through every system in the body, moving down the forehead, past down the skull, down the neck, into the shoulders, arms, out of the hands. Same thing, when you inhale, you're pulling that color in. When you exhale, it's gently shining out from the chakra points, pulling it down the torso, towards the pelvis, into the legs, into the knees, feet, and allow that color to be included with the roots growing down out of the feet into the earth. We're just going to visualize a protective field of shimmering gold all around us, about arm's distance away from you in every direction. On the sides of you, in front and behind you, above and below you, just sealing yourself in this beautiful egg-like shape of gold, golden shimmering energy. This acts as another force field along with your fully filled in aura to help shield and buffer out any disruptive energies from our field. And lastly, in this beautifully protected, full grounded state that we are in, take a moment to just drop your energy and awareness into the heart. And feel the love emanating out of the heart, not only the front of the center, but the back as well. And just as before, using your breath, inhaling, feeling the love fill up and expand the heart center. Exhaling, feeling it release into your auric field. Also acting as a filler, as a buffer, as a neutralizer of any and all disruptive frequencies. And those of you that feel that you have more than enough love to share and give. Begin to emanate that love out beyond your own auric field, into your surroundings, into your home, your room, with the intention of just filling up your space with the frequency of love. You may feel this strongly emanating out with each exhalation. And if that feels easy, visualize your love extending out to your entire neighborhood, your entire city, knowing that you lose nothing when sharing the frequency of love. You only gain more in return. And for those of you light workers, grid workers, you can visualize that love extending out around the entire planet, connecting with the crystalline grid of other human hearts, doing the same thing at this very moment. Eventually, feeling that love circle back around, right back to you. And lastly, take a moment wherever you are to begin to beam that love down into the core of the earth as a thank you for all that she does for us. Every exhalation, just sending love down to the core of the earth, into Gaia. And to seal the meditation, just take a moment to thank yourself for your effort, for taking the time and space to meditate for your highest good. And thanking yourself for the simple yet monumental act of turning to love in these times. And when you're ready, you can begin to bring your awareness back to your natural breath, back to the body, back to your location in time and space, your surroundings. When you're ready, you can gently begin to open the eyes and just take a breath and a stretch. And if you need to, that was a nice long meditation, feel free to grab a drink of water or have a light snack afterwards. Or for those of you that brought in a lot of light and a lot of earth energy, you may feel very tired, which is a really beautiful thing. So just rest. If possible, just take a nap, lay down for a few. So this is a meditation that I recommend you do daily. If this was a lot for you, you can break it up and do just half for a few days and then begin to add on and do more of it. But I do recommend adding meditation to part of your routine daily. If this was difficult in the beginning, I created some breathwork exercises and pranayama on my YouTube channel and also on my Instagram page for free, which you can access, which will help prep you for something like this if this was challenging. So I hope this helped you ground your energy and fill up your field with beautiful light. And if you found this very helpful, please share this with those who can benefit. The more people that are meditating and bringing in light and neutralizing the fear and taking care of their energy, the calmer the collective energy will feel and the quicker this whole situation will subside. So please, please, please do your part by maintaining your energetic fields through meditation, through self-care practices, and through sharing the love, sharing this with your neighbors, helping friends that need it with your time and your love and your care. So I hope that you feel well. I'll be coming out with more of these meditations as well as a nice interview coming up at the end of this week. So stay tuned and sending you lots and lots and lots of love. Thanks for listening. I will see you guys on the next episode.